Hi, everyone. Welcome to Metaphysical World and More. My name is Nancy, and I host the show. And today, I have a great guest, and I think we have a lot more in common than what she may think we do. So I'm going to bring her on right away so we can talk about this. Her name is Kelly Lynn. So, Kelly, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great to be here.
Good, Kelly. Now, I made that statement because I know that you have started a school in New Mexico.
We're in the process of it, right.
Okay, good. So am I, is why, you know, I'm really glad that you're on the show. So, Kelly, let's tell the listeners a little bit about who you are, why you have decided to do what you're doing, and how long you think it's going to take you to do.
Okay. I have been a spiritual life coach and mentor for maybe the past 10 years. I have an online school for adults called the Journey Home School of Ascension, where I help people find their greatest life and awaken their potential, their gifts, and help them fulfill their destiny. And I have created a nonprofit 501c3 organization called the Ultimate Gift Foundation. And with this, we are creating the Seven Rays Ranch. And this is a live-in school for children that maybe are indigo children or children in need. And our goal is to help them find their greatest potential. And we believe that the school system doesn't work with the individualization of the children. It doesn't help them open up their creativity, their curiosity, and their potential, to help them awaken to who they really are. And so that's our goal, is to create a system of education where it's fun, exciting, they can use their creativity and their curiosity and grow spiritually and in character and integrity, and become great leaders for this world.
It's great. And the reason why I say this great, Kelly, is because I have a 501c3 also called the Child's Miracle Mind. And there's a leg to it called the School of Now, which is basically the same kind of school that you're talking about, because I happen to agree with you wholeheartedly that our school system truly is failing the kids. The kids are not failing it.
Exactly.
And these children are not getting the right amount of attention, you're saying, and they're not being able to use their creativity, which means they're being shut down. Whether they're being shut down because their parents have been told that they have ADD, ADHD, and put on, you know, those prescription drugs, or whatever the case may be. So I'm really, really happy to hear that that's what you're doing, because it is very much needed and very much in demand.
Yes, and I was happy to see on your site as well, you know, that you created... You're creating a children's miracle mind. That's fabulous. So that we do have a lot in common.
Oh, yeah. In fact, you want to hear something even more common now?
Okay.
I'm trying to move to New Mexico.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So what part of New Mexico are you in?
We're in Ruidoso, which is South Central.
I know where that is because I want to move to Deming.
Oh, my goodness. So that's just a little bit east of us.
Yeah, it's pretty close, actually. So that's kind of neat.
Interesting. So you'll be sandwiched between myself and another friend who has a nonprofit school in Silver City.
That's good. I did hear about, you know, somebody there. I didn't know who it was, but that's terrific. The more of these schools that we get going, the better these children are going to be. I mean, they are our future, and they need to be able to be given the opportunity to be all they can be in order to be our future. Without that, we're in deep trouble here.
Exactly. And, you know, we want to stop the train of generational teaching. You know, all generations, our parents, our grandparents, and et cetera, great-grandparents, you know, we're all taught to shut down our intuition, to shut down our so-called imagination, to become like everybody else, to fit in, to get a, you know, 9-to-5, you know, to get a 2.2 family. I mean, our society teaches us how to survive. But our society doesn't really know how to teach us and our children how to expand beyond, you know, and to keep awake our childlike innocence and curiosity and intuition and connection with the other side and connection with source. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's the most precious gift, is having that connection with our Creator and all of consciousness.
Oh, it is, you know, and it's got the circle that we have been in for eons has got to be broken so that it can be better.
Exactly.
You know, and these kids are really here to make that change occur. But they're running a lot of opposition with what our traditional systems have been. And it really is time to change them. And so I'm so glad that you're there. The school in Silver City is there. And there's going to be more because they really are going to make the difference.
Everybody, you know, I mean, it's an amazing how, you know, and we need everybody. Like you said, we need every pair of spiritual hands, you know, on this planet working together as one big community, global community, because, you know, the old is moving out, the new paradigm is coming in, and we need to be ready for the influx of children. You know, the parents are realizing that the school system is failing the children. There's no community support, you know, TV, video games, sugar, caffeine, you know, cell phones and sex and drugs and violence is the constant diet of our children. And they know they're terrified. You know, I see a lot of my clients, they're terrified for the children because, you know, they're not being provided what they need, the nurturance, the community, the family, the support, the guidance, the mentorship, you know, that they need to be healthy leaders.
Well, you know, they really do. I actually put my stuff together, you know, my child's miracle mind, mainly because of my granddaughter. Because my granddaughter, not because she's my granddaughter, but she is very, very intelligent. You know, she has a very rough time. Even when she was in Montessori, they would tell my daughter who worked there that Taylor, which is my granddaughter, she's got a chemical imbalance, she's got this, she's got that, she can't focus, you know, she's going to be hard to deal with. And I mean, they just really, you know, terrorized my daughter, basically. And I got set up with that. And I said, Tracy, I said, tomorrow when you go to school and they're telling you how Taylor is this and that, ask them how Taylor can watch a full-length video movie one time, and the next time she's going to watch it, know every single word by every single character with expression that's going to be stated, and she's, you know, sitting there playing on a computer sometimes. Did you ask them how she can do that? She can't focus.
Exactly. What's happening is that the children coming in are more brilliant, more gifted than what is being that the teachers are trained to recognize at this moment.
Oh yeah,
they're just brilliant. They're phenomenal. They're gifted. They're, you know, they're clairvoyant, clairaudient. They're you know, creativity is beyond, and they're just a new breed of beautiful beings that we just don't understand yet. Are you there, Nancy? Oh, well, Nancy mentioned earlier that she's on her cell phone stuck in traffic during the floods over in Chicago, so I'm wondering if maybe her cell phone cut out. So it's interesting that Nancy and myself had the same vision, and it's so needed, and I know that there are so many parents out there that truly feel and wish that there were some other alternative for their children, some place where the children can go and be nurtured and have their, you know, creativity and their potential awakened rather than stifled by learning by rote or taking tests or all the pressure that are put upon our students now. So that's one of
Here.
Our goals, is to
Kelly.
Create the system that will nurture them and encourage them rather than suppress them. Are you
yeah,
there yet, Nancy?
Yeah, you know, I dropped off for a moment because I'm on my cell phone, but
right.
So I'm sure you felt alone. Anyway, you know, the whole idea of the parents who are looking for this help and trying to get this help, and yet the system is still trying to hold them back is very, very sad.
And it's just that the old system, our current system of education and social resources has hit its wall. You know, it's not, it hasn't caught up in knowledge and awareness of the new children that we have today and doesn't know how to work with them and help them and serve them best. So it's kind of an antiquated system that we have trying to take care of today's children, which doesn't work.
It is. It's very old. Kelly, when families come, I mean, because you do work with families, I'm sure, right?
I apologize, Nancy. I'm having a difficult time hearing you, hon.
You do work with families?
That is our goal, yes. You know, because, you know, it's it's brilliant to take care of the child and help them awaken, but they need their family for support. They need their family to, you know, to recognize and see them and help and, you know, have one successful family unit. You know, where the parents succeed, the child can succeed. And so, absolutely, you know, our goal is to create programs where, you know, the siblings, if they're not part of the school that we are creating, the siblings, the parents, can come and take part in workshops and weekend intensives and really do things together as a family. And, you know, we're going to have equine therapy and music therapy, and we're going to have organic gardens and all kinds of things where they can participate together and become a family unit again.
Kelly, do you think that a lot of people, when they take their child to the doctor, and the doctors say, well, you know, it's a possibility that your child has ADD, ADHD, and they tend to panic, and they want to listen to what the doctor says, but in their heart of hearts, they kind of know that they don't want to do what the doctor is telling them to do. Do you have any suggestion for the parents to try to get beyond that? I mean, because, you know, our mentality is doctors are the gods here, but I disagree with that, but, you know, I'm a rebel. So, I always have been. But when parents, you know, have to deal with that, and they're constantly being bombarded by the school saying, your child is this, your child is that, or doctors saying, well, you know, this is going to help them, what do you suggest to the parents for them to do with their children?
Well, one of the two things right off the top that I would look at is, first of all, stop going to outside resources and go to the source. So first of all, sit down and open up, you know, dialogue and communication with your child and say, what do you need? You know, how is school working for you? You know, how are things affecting you? What would you rather see? What do you feel like you need? Would you, and offer, there are so many, you know, there's so many online resources for Indigo children. There are books, there's workshops, there's seminars. There are so many resources, and it's just that our parents aren't maybe aware of what's going on with their children. And again, you know, we are taught to trust the medical profession, but our intuition is saying something different. Then you may have an Indigo child. An Indigo child means that you have a child who is a very old and wise soul, who agreed to come into this earth plane at this time and be the new leaders, if you will, the new leaders of change that are going to bring about a world of peace. And these are very wise souls in little bodies. And see, we're taught to teach children like children, but maybe it might be best to let the children help teach you and show you what it is that they need and how to best serve them. And then the second thing I would suggest is go online and look for resources. Other parents that have, you know, children that have been diagnosed as ADD, ADHD, parents that have Indigo children, Crystal children, you can just Google those words and you'll find many resources. You're not alone. This is very common and it's a beautiful thing.
Oh, it is. And the other thing I think, really what goes on a lot with the children is naturally our diets that we've, again, grown so accustomed to.
Thank you. Absolutely. Children, you know, all of us really, but especially our really sensitive children, the diet is so crucial because we're feeding them dead food, junk food, you know, excuse me, but, you know, I know there's a lot of opinions. I grew up in Wisconsin. I'm a vegetarian now for 20 years, but I grew up, you know, in Wisconsin, the dairy state, and, you know, a steak and a glass of milk was, you know, a good meal. You know, so, you know, I don't mean to, but the diet is extremely important for a child. Get them off the sugar. Get them off the caffeine. Get them off the overly processed foods and packaged foods. Really try to change their diet to live, whole food. Organic is best. And that means anything that comes in its natural form, you know, like fruits and vegetables that are raw, nuts that are raw, and salads and vegetables and grains that are whole grains and not processed grains. And you'll see a difference, especially get them off soda pop, you know, even diet pop, because they're just so laden with the chemicals that are just causing havoc in the wiring of the children's brain. There's really cut out those things from their diet, and you will notice a significant change in their mood levels, in their attention span, and in their energy levels. They won't be so high and low extreme. They won't be so moody. They won't be so irritable. They won't be so overly sensitive. The diet is huge.
Mm-hmm.
And also video games and TV. I mean, these children are sensitive, you know, and, boy, I remember when I was a little girl, I would cry when we drove down a street and there was a for sale sign on a piece of land, and I saw all these trees and birds and butterflies, and there was a for sale, and I thought, you know, they're going to tear down all the trees, they're going to kill the habitat for all these beautiful animals, and they're going to cement it over and build a house or a road there, and it would make me cry. So these children are truly sensitive that way, and to feed them, you know, we've been so conditioned that violence and sex and drugs and drinking and swearing and smoking on TV, it's no big deal. Mm-hmm. But to these children, it's like psychic poison, emotional poison, mental poison, and it harms them. So I would really suggest monitoring, you know, how much TV time and video games, that they're not violent. That would be another way to really diminish the effects that you're seeing of this energy and imbalance.
The other thing, a lot of the kids, they don't get to go outside and play. To me, being outside in the sun, the air, playing, also has a lot to do with, you know, a lot of their ups and downs that they go through.
Absolutely. You know, if your children have this chaotic energy, kinetic chaotic energy going on in their body and in their mind and in their emotions, really get them out in nature. You know, get them out hiking, get them out walking, swimming. You know, take them on a picnic, take them on a nature walk, take them out bike riding. You know, they got to move that energy out of their body, because this is a really chaotic world. And they're just being fed this diet of conflicting energies. And they really just want peace and calm. And nature is the best healer. Nature is the best meditation. It's the best remedy. It's free. It doesn't cost anything. And it really does heal the mind, body, spirit to connect on a regular basis in nature.
Again, I think that's so, so important. Plus, kids don't really exercise anymore. You know, they exercise their thumbs and they exercise their mouth, but they don't exercise the rest of their body.
Right. Right.
And again, a lot has to do with them playing the video games. And, you know, today is such also a chaotic world for the parents. To the parents, it's easier just to set them in front of a television or set them in front of a computer game and let them do their thing. And I think the parents need to have a lot of enlightenment also to understand that they're part, really, of the problem, and they need to kind of wake up to that.
It's a very difficult time for the family unit. I mean, you know, it used to be the father could go to work and the mom could stay home and take care of the kids and the family and the house and be there when the kids get home from school. But it's a difficult, changing world. And now, you know, there's a lot of single parents. And then there's a lot, you know, majority of families, both parents work. And so there isn't time and there isn't enough energy for everything that needs to be done in a day. And so, you know, by default, bless their hearts, you know, it becomes a TV dinner in a movie, you know, before they go to bed. And it's not that I don't see that they would prefer that. It seems like that's kind of by default all that they have energy left for in a day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe sign your kids up for activities. And if you don't have money, there's, you know, the Girl Scouts and the Boys Club. There's all kinds of organizations that, you know, the children can be a part of that really doesn't cost much. But would get them outdoors, get them exercising, get them away from the TV and the video games, and really do, you know, go online and look for resources for Indigo Kids and stuff, because there are classes and workshops and books and, you know, radio programs and, you know, specifically for these Indigo Kids. So I would suggest even educating your children, you know, getting them a book or two and say, well, see how this fits for you. See if you connect with this at all, or if this makes any sense to you.
Mm-hmm.
And see if they, you know, resonate with this. And maybe that might open up a whole line of dialogue between you and your kids.
Well, it would help them to understand that they're not weird or strange or different.
I know.
That's kind of what they're made to believe, like they don't fit.
Exactly. Like they're so weird. And even the children themselves, they feel like, what's wrong with me? Why don't I get it? How come everybody else gets this? It's like everybody, all the other kids hear the same drum beat, but you don't hear it. You hear something like a flute, you know,
yeah.
And absolutely, that's a very, you know, because, you know, kids, they're all about acceptance and peer acceptance and fitting in and belonging. And when you don't, I mean, that's devastating. And they do need to know that they're not alone. They're not broken. They're not defective. They're not weird. They're not woo-woo. That they're gifted and they're special and they're unique and they have a divine purpose in this world. They have a very important role to play in this world. And so we want to empower them and rather than have them hide it in shame.
Yeah, well, I agree totally with that. Kelly, can you give out, now I know you have more than one website, so can you give out all of the information that people can find you at or get a hold of you at?
Oh, absolutely. I'd like to even give you my phone number, too. My phone number is 505-336-7486. I'm Mountain Standard Time. And my our nonprofit website is www.7raysranch.com, and that's rays as in the sun, the rays of the sun, 7raysranch.com. And my school for adults online course is www.thejourneyhomeschool.com.
Do you think for the adults, Kelly, because right now, you know, they pull the children ADD, ADH thing, but they right now are pulling in the adult ADD, ADHD?
I think there were a lot of, you know, the indigos have been coming in a long time. So there are a lot of indigo adults as well. And I think, like you said earlier, Nancy, you know, diet plays a huge part in affecting and disrupting your natural rhythms and your chemical balances. And so, you know, really even for adults that may be facing this diagnosis, one, you know, kind of check in with your intuition or, you know, get some resources to see if maybe you're an adult indigo. And check your diet, see if you're getting outside. You know, get some exercise and fresh air and sunshine and connect with the natural rhythm and the heartbeat of the earth and realign yourself back with that natural rhythm. Because I know we're forced to work, you know, and then we come home and we're in the home all night. And so, you know, the same things apply to children as it does to us adults. You know, the exercise and the diet and not just the diet for the food, but the diet for the mind. You know, what are you watching on TV? You know, are you involved in all the politics? Are you involved in watching these movies, you know, are you, you know, playing games online? Are you talking on the phone constantly? Or, you know, where are you putting your energies every day? Are you allowing yourself time to meditate? Are you allowing yourself your own sacred space within your home where you can just kind of be and just have your own peace? You know, it's really important to take care of the mind, the body, the spirit, the emotions all together so that we can come into wholeness.
Yep. Still there?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. I was afraid I was going to get cough again. Yeah, I think people have forgotten how to really connect with their mind, body, and soul because, again, they're in such a chaotic space and nobody, until like lately, I shouldn't say that, there have been some people, but until lately, a lot of people are finally coming forward saying this is what we need to do for ourselves, this is what we need to do for the world, this is what we need to do for our energy. You know, and it's about time that people really started to do all of these things that they have talked about for so many years.
Oh, absolutely. And the momentum's with us. You know, it's as if there's enough energy and enough light and enough forward momentum where these things are becoming possible now. We don't feel so stuck. We don't feel so overwhelmed or we don't feel so frightened because it was such an unknown factor before. And now we have so many resources, you know, classes, workshops, books, speakers, you know, Deepak Chopra, Doreen Virtue, and Wayne Dyer, and, you know, all these wonderful self-help and self-empowerment teachers are here. You know, so there's so much food for the soul, if you will, that, you know, we can now safely venture into. You know, it's not so weird anymore or so woo-woo anymore.
Yeah. I remember when I was growing up as a kid, I've had angel voices talking to me almost forever, basically. So I was very much protected. I didn't, you know, I wasn't basically allowed to go out and tell everybody what I knew or what, you know, what I was seeing. only because these voices help me to understand that they're not going to understand right now, and if you go out and start talking about all this, they'll probably lock you away. So I was very much protected, but there's many, many people out there who have a great deal of psychic ability that, you know, you talked about a little bit earlier, actually shut down because they didn't want to be strange or weird or, you know, considered different. But because it's all opening up, and I really think people are starting to be more interested in finding out some true facts, you know, not what they've heard, you know, the woo-woo stuff, but some true facts. And so I think what you're trying to do, Kelly, is really good because, you know, you're doing for kids and adults, and that's great.
Yeah, thank you. You know, and these adults are the parents, and they're the teachers, and the community leaders, and, you know, these, you know, so it's not, you know, it's a beautiful domino effect, if you will. You know, I get to help the adults, and then they in turn feel more peace, and they feel more empowered, and, you know, they're finding their voice in the world and their purpose in life, and so you have a happy, successful adult, and they have their children and their neighbors' children and their nieces and their nephews and their sisters and brothers, and, you know, so it kind of just touches everybody, and you know, so it's such a win-win situation to be able to, you know, work with both adults and children. So,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Kelly, I don't want anybody to feel alone or isolated, you know, just because they're gifted and they were never taught that that was something beautiful, but rather taught it was something to fear or to silence.
What kind of classes online do you offer for the adult?
Well, my Journey Home course is an in-depth, life-changing course. It's a 3-month course. And every 30 days, the student will receive an ebook. It's a downloadable ebook so they can do everything from the comfort and the sanctuary of their home. And it's very intensive. Because my belief system is that it's not enough just to learn new spiritual tools, but we have to go in and undo the belief systems and the paradigms and the fears and the blocks, from the past. You know, that, you know, tell, you know, that keep you from your prosperity or that keep you from finding your soulmate or that keep you from, you know, leaving a safe job and moving into, you know, the job of your dreams, if you will. So we have to go in and undo the old programs and then create from the soul outward. So with the 3-month course, I also, you know, I walk with you every single step of the way. And I give you 12 phone consultations with me, and I give you 12 email consultations with me, so that we're always connected, we're always in dialogue, and I can walk you step by step through the journey. And so that's the main thing that I'm offering at the Journey Home School of Ascension.
So if they go onto your website, and can you give, again, your phone number and the website's out, so we're going to talk about that a little bit. So why don't you give that out again for the listeners?
Okay. The school's website is www.thejourneyhomeschool.com. My phone number is 505-336-7486. And the ranch for the children that we're in the process of raising funds for is www.7raiseranch.com.
At some point in time, Kelly, do you think maybe the ranch you're talking about will also include space for the adults to be there alongside with the kids?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what we're doing is we're building kind of a prototype community. And this is a completely 100% green community where we, you know, use biodigesters and everything to take the water and purify it and take it through natural algae and bacteria and turn it from gray water to pure water to irrigate our fields. We're going to grow our own vegetarian organic foods. And the teachers, the instructors, the therapists, the sound engineers, and all the people that are a part of making the ranch work will be living on site. And we will have bungalows for the families to join us and for people who, you know, even adults that would like to learn what we're doing and pass it forward in their community, and for adults who need a retreat. So absolutely, you know, our ideal, you know, at the last stage of development will be to make room for adults, for families, as well as the children.
Which, yeah, and I think that's real important because that's, again, all of the things that you're talking about, exactly what my, you know, my whole thing also going to turn out to be. You know,
beautiful.
So it's great. I'm just so happy and so glad. Because for a while, I mean, I've been trying to do this for a while, and everybody looks at me like, you know, I'm nuts and I'm crazy. It's like, no, I'm really not. But, you know, maybe I'm a little early for my time. But it really is time to kind of like really wake up, you know, both children and adults. And actually, to me, the children are going to be the teachers, because the adults are, they need to relearn a few things, like what you're talking about. If people have, the adults, let's start with them again, Kelly. If adults have really hard pasts that they really want to get rid of, is there a certain exercise that you may give them or something you may tell them to do to help let go of that?
A really hard past?
A really hard past, you know, like a rough childhood and a rough
adulthood. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, I used to counsel and mentor and speak at conferences for, you know, people that were tortured as children and, you know, the real extreme abuse. And, you know, that's just that. So I do, the course is designed to cover, you know, the most painful of childhoods, because, you know, this is a difficult world and there are a lot of things that children experience that are unspeakable. And until, you know, and oftentimes it's not until we are adults when it is safe enough and we're strong enough to begin to heal the things that you had to hide away as a child, that were too painful to deal with as a child and weren't safe to deal with as a child. And so absolutely, you know, I find 98% of the people, my clients, my students, you know, had some very traumatic mind, you know, mentally, emotionally, physically, sexually, spiritually abusive, you know, dynamics that they need to heal from. And, you know, our souls know when we are ready to heal, and that then when we are ready to heal, the memories start coming, the feelings start coming up, and you need a place to process, you need a place to understand it, you need a place, a safe place to let it out and to heal it, and then to learn from it, and then to receive the gifts and the blessings in it. And so it is a process, and that is what my school, the Journey Home course, does, is it takes you, you know, and helps you heal all levels, helps you heal your relationship with whomever your God is, helps you heal spiritually, helps you heal with your family, your past, your body, helps you heal with your sexuality, helps you heal in every dynamic so that you can become whole. We can't become whole if we have a wounded part of ourselves fragmented off and stuck away somewhere.
And then again, I had them do exercise for themselves too, which I think is really important, because until they can release it, it just keeps reoccurring, or that same energy just keeps going over and over and over again, whether it's with that person or another family member that's around them.
Exactly. We will keep drawing to us the same dynamic, like you said, in a different name, a different relationship, in a different scenario, but it's the same dynamic over and over and over until we heal it, because that's what we're meant to learn from. Again, this life is a school, and we have these experiences, whether they're painful or not, but we have these experiences because there's something for us to understand and learn. And once we understand it, then we're free to move on, and it no longer needs to come with us as we move forward in life.
Working with people, Kelly, have you found that more women or more men have a harder time of, you know, reaching the spot that they can actually determine what's caused it and then find a way to let go of it and then accept it that it's gone?
Men have a very difficult time because they were, you know, our society so teaches men not to feel, not to show emotions, not to be weak, you know, to tough it up, to pull yourself up by your bootstraps, oh, it was nothing, oh, be a man, you know. I mean, men have a very difficult. And so with men, I know it's about helping them, you know, it's like giving them, not that I have the power to give them permission, but allowing themselves to give themselves permission to have their feelings, to have their truth, to, you know, say I was hurt, and, you know, and with women, you know, it's interesting, you know, Nancy, I noticed with women, you know, we're much more able to go to our emotions, but I find that the greatest fear for women is fear of their greatness.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing, is like, you know, they feel deep down inside themselves that they're very powerful, or that they're very intuitive, or that they're, you know, meant to do something big in this world. And I think that scares them and stops them more than anything sometimes.
Yeah, you know, I think women, because they have been programmed that, you know, we're not supposed to be able to be high up in positions, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
we're not supposed to, you know, be powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're kind of like beaten up inside for many, many years. And I think women are now starting to say, hey, you know, forget that. You know, I'm just as good as the next man up there. And so now it's my turn to show that. And,
right.
I think the day that the women decided to do that, they took, you know, just leaps and bounds ahead for themselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's our time. It's time for everybody to be completely empowered, you know. It's no longer the time for just men to be powerful and the women to be silent, you know. It's time for us all to shine. The children too, you know, and, you know, these children are our teachers, and we need to start tapping into their wisdom as well.
For the school that you're going to have for the ranch that you're going to have for the children,
mm-hmm.
Kelly, is it going to be like a typical school year where they spend, you know, X amount of months there and, you know, they just kind of live there, or is it based upon something different?
It is going to be a typical campus. It's going to be really the core of it. The intuitively, the name I was given for it is the Ascension University, and it really does incorporate every aspect of life and of the child. So it is live on campus, and you know, we would like to incorporate the families in the workshops and weekends and things like that, so that the child can go home during the summer and be with their family and be supported in the changes that they're making and what they have learned. And but the children are absolutely free to stay year round if they want as well, or if the parents feel that would best suit, you know, serve them as well.
And again, I think that's pretty important. Do you also think, Kelly, that a lot of the children's emotions are affected by the emotional trauma or tension that they feel at home?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, they can feel the parents' stress around money. They can feel the fear around the parents, you know, if they're going to be able to keep their jobs and pay the bills. And you know, and when the parents fight amongst themselves and they think that the child doesn't hear or notice or see, that's so not true. That, you know, especially their indigo, especially these children, because they're so sensitive and they're so aware and they're so attuned and they're so wise. You know, we're so used to the 50s model of, you know, parents and child, where, you know, the child is seen and not heard, and the child knows nothing until I tell them what they know. But truly, children are truly affected by, especially, you know, painful dynamics within the family, because they love their mom, or they, you know, they love their dad, they love their brother. You know, they just want love, peace, and harmony. And they don't understand why people are fighting or angry or afraid or, you know, absolutely, they soak it up. And that, I think that's why there's kind of being called ADD and ADHD, is because they're soaking up all this discordant energy into their bodies, and they don't know how to shut it down. They don't know how to stop the energy from coming in. And so they're so affected. And then they don't know how to say that they're affected. And they don't have anybody to say it to. So then it just sits inside of them. And it accumulates, and it causes just havoc.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. I have another question, Kelly. You know, I don't know if you want to answer or can't answer, but I'm going to ask your opinion anyway. A lot of the kids that are in grade school and high school, you know, a lot of them are planning on shooting other students, killing teachers. Where do you think that is all coming from?
Oh, you know, just... You know, look at, we're all connected. We're all one. And look at our mass consciousness. We have a very violent world. You know, so first of all, the core level, I would say, would be, you know, look at the violence and the wars and the genocides all over the world, and the slaughtering plants for our animals for the production of food, and the, you know, deforestation of our woods for money and profit. I mean, we have a very tumultuous world, you know. So on the core level, on the unconscious level, I would say that that violence is just kind of the mass consciousness seeping in to these very sensitive, attuned children. And then again, you know, another level on the more tangible, you know, level, you know, look at the TV. It's so violent. And look at the video games. They're so violent. And music is so violent. And you know, cartoons are so violent. And everything is, I mean, it's, you know, so many adults have become unaware or tuned out to the violence or accustomed to it, or, you know, but gosh, children don't have the ability to turn down the volume switch like adults do, to tune it out as well as adults do. And so it really enters their psyche. And so, you know, watching violence, witnessing violence, being in a violent world, you know, seeing people backstab each other and betray their own friends and be catty and being mean and talking behind each other's back, and even in the schools, you know, I mean, it's a tough world. It's just tough. And, you know, these children need to be protected. They need to, not to protect it that they don't, you know, protect it in the way that we don't submit them to violent movies at the theater and violence and sex and drugs on our TVs, and allowing them to listen to, you know, gangster rap and, you know, things that have a message that don't align with our values. We have to put them on a diet and help them and cushion the violence away from them, because they can't do it themselves yet. And, you know, it's cool to play video games and kill cops in video games. It's cool. And, you know, again, the peer pressure for to being accepted, you know, to be cool too, you know, you kill. Oh, so, you know, it's, we need to put our children on a nonviolence diet.
Do you think that would help a lot of the children if they were actually hugged more often and told how great they really were, rather than yelled at and told them, go to your room because you've been so bad?
Would you repeat that for me, Nancy? I'm having a hard time hearing you, hon.
Yeah, it's probably my cell phone. I said, do you think it would be real important for these children to be hugged more often and told, you know, how great they are and how loved they are, rather than what most parents do today is, because they're so, you know, uptight with themselves, start yelling as soon as they walk in the door, and nothing's going to please them, so they send their kids to the room or don't want to talk to them?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, that's another major cause of the violence, you know, because they aren't given the love and the nurturance and the hugs and the attention and the one-on-one time, and, you know, they're not being fed the comfort and the kindness and the appreciation, and they're not being valued, and they're not being seen and heard, and you know, we all need to be hugged. We all need to be appreciated. We all want people to see the best in us. We all want people to recognize, you know, our gifts and our uniqueness. And, you know, kids need it. Kids need positive feedback, positive reinforcement. You know, they need their parents to feel like, you know, they're the most precious child on the whole planet. They need to feel like their parents will protect them no matter what. They need to feel like their parents love them unconditionally and that they're safe always. They need to feel that their parents are not someone frightening that you need to walk on eggshells around, but rather is someone that you can turn to when your life is upside down. And so, you know, our families are just stretched so thin. We don't have, you know, the grandmothers and the aunts and the uncles, and, you know, we don't have the support for the parents that they need. And they don't have anything left in themselves. They don't have even enough for themselves to thrive, let alone have enough to give to their children to help their children thrive. It's a tough time, and we need to support our parents, and we need to support our children.
I was just going to say, when you were talking about how important it is for the parents to actually love themselves, to accept themselves, you know, to know that they're okay too, because, you know, they're not doing that. They're not, you know, nurturing themselves, so there's no way there's any energy there to nurture any children.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's one of the things in my course, you know, that I emphasize so strongly, you know. Do you celebrate yourself? Do you nurture yourself? Do you have an outlet to express yourself? Are you heard? Are you validated? Are you seen? Are you loved? You know, I mean, we got to feed our, everyone needs to feed, you know, we need to have our hearts and our souls nourished and fed. And not once a month, the spa for a massage, you know, mm-hmm. but daily.
One of the hardest things, because when I do the readings, you know, I tell people just basically what you just said. I tell them they need to nurture themselves. They need to take time for themselves, because if they don't have that energy, they can't do it for anybody else, number one. But one of the hardest things for people to do is to actually look at themselves in the mirror and tell themselves that they like themselves and they love themselves.
You know, isn't it, I mean, to be able to just stand and stare in the mirror and look yourself into the eye,
mm-hmm.
and just be kind to you, the person you see in the mirror, and just say, I love you. You are so beautiful. You are so kind. You are so good. You have so many gifts. I think you are so special. You are just the best. And really, really look into the eyes in the that are looking back at you in the mirror, and you'll see somebody, you may see somebody looking back at you that goes, really? You think I'm special?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to be loved. We're love starved. We're hungry. We're hungry for appreciation and to be valued. You know, and we're not taught how to fill our own cups. And, you know, our job and bills and family take so much out of us. And we don't know that we're supposed to replenish our own supply and love ourselves unconditionally and be kind to ourselves.
Yeah, I think that's real important, because I tell people, make sure you look at yourself in that mirror. You tell yourself you like yourself, you love yourself, you're okay. You know, you're doing it all the best way you can. The other question, do you think animals are good for the children?
Oh, you bet. Oh, my gosh. Talk about unconditional love and talk about forgiveness. And, you know, that's one of the things that we're going to be offering at the ranch is bringing in rescued horses. Horses are just powerful natural healers, and you know, nothing would be more effective than bringing, you know, having a horse that had been neglected or abused, and showing teaching the horse, which it is naturally, but helping the horse learn how to become an equine therapist, and mm-hmm. you know, a formerly abused horse, you know, meets a child who's been abused, and they come together, and they will speak the same language, the language of the heart, and you know, they'll learn about forgiveness from one another, and they'll learn about unconditional acceptance and trust and patience and healing. And so, you know, the heart of a child and the heart of a horse are just so pure and so true. And I think animals are profound healers, and they're profound teachers, and they're profound companions. My animals are just my greatest passion. Absolutely.
Yeah, I see. Too, I used to spend every summer when I was a kid down at my grandfather's farm in Missouri with my brothers. It was the best time I ever had. We didn't have horses; we had cows. So we rode the cows instead. Okay, but they didn't mind. I mean, we were making the things, and they liked us being there. You know, and I tell everybody, the kids today, they have not a clue on what it is like to go to a farm and actually experience the fun that it is. You get in trouble, but it's still fun, you know?
Yeah, in Wisconsin, you know, the big kids went out and did cow tipping, but you know, that's not very kind. But yeah, I, you know, oh my gosh, I could just, you know, I could just sit there and be in complete joy for hours, just being with a squirrel or a bunny, or I mean, you know, gosh, they're so easy. They love you so much, and they're just so fun.
Yeah, which is really cool. Now, Kelly, can you give out your phone number and your websites again?
I'd be happy to. My number is 505-336-7486, And our Journey Home School of Ascension is at www.thejourneyhomeschool.com. And our upcoming ranch for the children is at www.7raysranch.com.
Okay. Those are all important for people to kind of check out. I have not had the chance to check them out yet, Kelly, but one of the reasons when I get back to my office, I'm going to look at all of it because I know there's a lot of info that I've missed out on. But do you think for people today, what do you think would be the easiest way for them to start, you know, being one who they need to be and accepting themselves as, you know, as an equal for, you know, every other person who walks the face of the earth?
I think a great way to start the process is to start asking. You know, start asking the universe, Great Spirit, God, you know, Brahma, whomever, whatever, the all that is. But start asking your guides, your angels, the divine wisdom, the masters, Jesus, you know, Buddha. Start asking the consciousness of love. You know, what is for my highest good? What is my purpose here? What is my destiny? Show me my gifts. Show me my true self. You know, the universe has a law. It stays neutral, and we need to ask, because we have the law of free will here in this earth plane, we do have to ask. You know, it's not that God can't say, oh, I think Susie would be so much better off if she had this. It doesn't work that way. We do need to ask. And in whether it's in a prayer or writing on a slip of paper before you go to bed and tucking it under your pillow, you know, please show me my purpose here in life. Please show me what is important for me to know in this moment. Please show me, God, how you see me. One of the prayers I did for a long time, because I had, you know, been so extremely abused, I had to really fight with that old image of myself. So one of the things that I did was, I always ask God for a long time, please show me how you see me. Let me see myself through your eyes. And for me, I think that turned so much around because I started seeing myself as this beautiful, pure child of God. So, you know, God always answers, but the trick is, if you will, we need to ask. So I would just start asking. I would ask anything that you want understanding for, anything that you want help for, to show you what workbook or what class or what person to go to, but ask and be willing to say yes when you do receive the guidance.
I think it's important, Kelly, once people start to ask, that they're actually willing then to accept it.
Exactly. I mean, there's that funny, not funny, but it's kind of a parable story of the man sitting on a housetop after a great flood, and he's praying and praying and praying for God to help him. And a man in a rowboat comes by and says, "Hey, jump in, I'll help you." He says, "No, I'm waiting for God to help me." And then a helicopter comes and drops a rope. "Here, grab the rope." "No, I'm waiting for God to help me." You know, so, you know, just be willing to receive the help in the ways that it comes to you, and just say yes and trust that it's for your highest good.
Yeah, because I know a lot of people ask for things and it doesn't quite come the way they're expecting
right.
it to.
Right, right.
And it's like they get all uptight by that, and it's like, you know, why are you uptight by that? Well, I asked for this in red and I got this in blue. Well, you know, so what? You know, you still got it.
Yeah, and God does know better. He has a little bit more wisdom. I mean, He created us, built us, designed us, and, you know, He knows us a little bit better than we know maybe mm-hmm. ourselves. And what's better for ourselves. One of the things that I would do, you know, if I wasn't certain, well, how can I tell the difference between what's my head telling me and what's really God answering me? So I kind of made a rule to the universe, and you can do this. You know, you can say, okay, this is how I want to work with you. So anything that I see three times or hear three times, I will know that that is your message to me. And sometimes, you know, when I thought I had a message but I wasn't sure, I would say, okay, show me that message again in another way to help me understand better. So, again, ask. You know, ask to be shown three times so that you'll know for certain it's really divine guidance rather than your own wishful thinking, if you will. And don't be shy to ask. you know, God or your angels or your guides to show you or tell you the same message in another way so that you'll be able to understand it better.
You know, one thing I tell people is don't ask other people. You actually have a better answer.
No. Go to the source.
Yeah,
go to the source, the being who loves you completely unconditionally, who needs nothing from you and has no issues of his own or her own.
Right, which is the best thing. Now, Kelly, we're almost out of time. You know, it's been a lot of fun, and, you know, you and I are going to have to really kind of talk again.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've got a lot of ideas that you might be able to use, and I'm sure you have a lot of ideas that I might be able to use, you know, to get everything going. So,
absolutely.
You know, we're going to talk again. But just before we go, please give out your phone number and your website one more time.
Okay, thank you. My phone number, and please feel free to call me. You know, even if you have a question, a comment, you want me to help you find other resources, you know, I'm here for you. 505-336-7486. My Journey Home School of Ascension is www.thejourneyhomeschool.com. And our future ranch, you can go see our website and our 7-minute video at www.7raysranch.com.
Which, make sure everybody you're listening, you check this out, because it's going to be up and coming, and without a doubt, they're going to be all over the place, because that's what's needed. So, Kelly, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to be on the show. It's been very enlightening, and I'm so glad that we connected. And
thank you, Nancy. It was a great fun. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, we're going to be doing some talking. Don't worry.
Great.
Don't
I look forward to it.
Me, okay? Me too. And I would like to thank you, all of the listeners. You know, I hope you've enjoyed the show, and if any of you would like to get a hold of me, my number is 630-941-6816. So everybody, you know, try to listen to what Kelly's had to say. Make sure you check out her website, and may God bless all of you. Have a great week, and take care. Bye now.